Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Isaiah chapter 7, verses 10 through 15. The Reverend Sean Denzer is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Isaiah, the 7th chapter. Again the Lord spoke to Ahaz, "Ask a sign of the Lord your God. Let it be deep as Sheol or high as heaven." But Ahaz said, "I will not ask. I will not put the Lord to the test." And Isaiah said, "Hear then, O house of David, is it too little for you to weary men that you weary my God also? Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. He shall eat curds and honey when he knows how to refuse the evil and choose the good." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The wicked king Ahaz wearies the Lord with unbelief. He claims that he will not put the Lord to the test, not ask a sign of God. And for you and me, to whom signs and wonders are not given, this might be good and right. But if we had the prophet of the Lord, Isaiah, speaking a specific and unique word of God directly to us, telling us, ask, then it would be wrong. Ahaz's response is false piety. He pretends to be godly and humble, but his heart is arrogant. It's indifferent. It's unbelieving. And thus the Lord himself would choose the sign for him. The virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us. We're used to hearing this passage, God with us, as a happy Christmas message. Indeed, this is a prophecy of Jesus, the Lord himself with us as a true man and true God. But we're not used to hearing the whole context of it, right? That this sign of God with us was spoken against Ahaz. It is not enough to say God is at work in our lives and to leave it at that. Because God is at work in Ahaz's life to bring him destruction. Not just, as the Lord promised right before this, to bring all of his enemies in Syria and Ephraim into destruction, but also to bring the tool of that destruction, Assyria, right up to Judah's door to turn against Ahaz and to attack him too. For Ahaz, God's visitation came, but not according to mercy, but according to judgment. This is a warning to us also, dear friends, that we should be careful not to weary God. What wearies God is unbelief. The unbelief of Ahaz, son of Jotham, was not that of a pagan, notice, not of somebody who was worshiping other gods actively or working against God directly, hating him. No, his unbelief was wearying God in subtle ways. You yourself know how annoyances can become larger and more obnoxious than out-and-out enmity. Well, according to the prophet, that's the case with the Lord also. The games are tiresome to him. Outright pagans and atheists, they don't play games with God. They're honest in their rejection, so to speak. But the functional unbelief that lies to itself and that adds deceit to our sin, that is wearying. And it's disappointing to our Lord. There is so much more at stake with you, dear saints. The Lord has claimed you as his own. He's set you up in his kingdom. As we sang on Friday, this Emmanuel has become a servant to raise us up as lords. Do not then play the games of casual false piety, which leads to hypocrisy. Specifically, do not confuse God's presence in your life with the decisions that you are making and with all of the successes that you might experience. Read 2 Kings and 2 Chronicles, which tell the story about Ahaz, who departed from the righteous ways of his father Jotham, and seemingly very casually. But by the end of his life, Ahaz did become an enemy of God, offering his own son as a sacrifice, cutting deals with Assyria as if he were in charge of them and could see the future. And even though he knew they were untrustworthy, and he appeased them by finally displacing God's altar at Jerusalem with an altar to their god, Ashur. And all of this while gladly hearing Isaiah in his court, God's prophet, and even pretending to be so pious that he wouldn't dare test the Lord. The Lord had said to him, as you can read just before our text today, "Be careful, Ahaz, be quiet, do not fear, do not let your heart be faint. I will stop your enemies up in Israel. I have everything well in hand." But in response, Ahaz took it into his own hands, pretending that it was noble to do so. And thus the Lord's visitation to him, couched in that promise of our Savior, Jesus Christ, was not for his grace. It was destructive to him. The Lord's not deceived. He finds it tiresome. Because he has this world, he has all of our needs and all things well in hand. Do you not believe this, friends? Shall we not expect his coming at all times and act accordingly? Shall we not cast aside all bargaining for our birthrights, all uneasy alliances with this world? Shall we not set aside our arrogance even when we couch it in a veneer of humility and instead trust in his visitation alone to rescue us? We've said it again today. In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets. That includes Isaiah's dismissal of unbelieving Ahaz. God forbid that he should say that to us. But now in these last days he has spoken to us by this Emmanuel, by his son. Do not be satisfied, dear Christians, to have the Lord with you only in many and various ways. That is an invitation for thinly veiled unbelief, which we wish to flee. Yes, God's always at work in our lives. He's always at work in the world, to be sure. But we wish to know him not according to tornadoes and everything else, but according to his promises in the work of Christ Jesus. Because in Christ it is all complete. In him all the promises of God are yes and amen. They are sure. Saving faith trusts in these and lays hold of him, not everywhere and nowhere, but specifically in his promises, in his words, and in his sacraments. Believe it, and therefore speak it, think it, live it, keenly aware that his visitation is for our redemption, not for our destruction. Therefore, draw your life from Emmanuel always, not only from a general and easily dismissed presence of God, but from his gracious presence in Christ. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.